Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 3rd of January 2023. It's wonderful to have you with us. The Bible reading today is Psalm 38, chapters 11 to 22. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbours stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Saviour. Today's article, titled Rescue Mission, was written by Sochil Dixon. Volunteers at a farm animal rescue organisation in Australia found a wandering sheep weighed down with about 35 kilos of filthy, matted wool. Rescuers suspected the sheep had been forgotten and lost in the bush for at least 5 years. Volunteers soothed him through the uncomfortable process of shearing away his heavy fleece. Once free from his burden, Barak ate. His legs grew stronger. He became more confident and content as he spent time with his rescuers and the other animals at the sanctuary. The psalmist David understood the pain of being weighed down with heavy burdens, feeling forgotten and lost, and desperate for a rescue mission. In Psalm 38, David cries out to God. He had experienced isolation, betrayal, and helplessness. Still, he prayed with confidence. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. David didn't deny his predicament or minimize his inner turmoil and physical ailments. Instead, he trusted that God would be near and answer him at the right time and in the right way. When we feel weighed down by physical, mental, or emotional burdens, God remains committed to the rescue mission that he planned from the day he created us. We can count on his presence when we cry out to him. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Saviour. Let's pray. Gracious God, help me to encourage others who feel weighed down, lost or forgotten. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.